A goodbye kiss is all I need from you. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with the good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on, every minute that I have to be gone. I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love with me. On a lonely highway, stuck out in the rain, darling, all I have to do is speak your name. The clouds roll back and the waters part, the sun starts shining in my heart for you. You're right there and everything I do. 'Cause I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on, every minute that I have to be gone. I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love with me. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a short victory lap in Iowa, former President Trump appearing in New York City court for the second defamation trial against him. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the courthouse and said Trump is appealing the jury's verdict last May that awarded author E. Jean Carroll $5 million after finding him liable for sexual assault.
The judge has already determined that the defamation and the sexual assault occurred, so the only issue at this trial is whether and how much Trump might have to pay E. Jean Carroll for defaming her on other occasions.
GOP candidate Ron DeSantis coming in second against Trump in Iowa. Nikki Haley third. Vivek Ramaswamy and Asa Hutchinson both dropped out. Snow, ice, and bitter cold bearing down on states from the Midwest to the Northeast, leading to more flight cancellations. House lawmakers postponing a vote on funding bills today. The Senate set to hold votes on the short-term fix before Friday's government shutdown deadline. This is ABC News. John Kerry at the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland, discussing his changing role in the Biden administration.
John Kerry says he isn't retiring from his climate role, but shifting to support the Biden campaign. And regardless of who wins, he believes his global agenda will remain solid.
He wound up with a different president who's opposed to climate crisis. I got news for you. No one politician anywhere in the world can undo what is happening now. The marketplace is doing this.
But the growing pushback is evident in places like the Netherlands and Germany. Farmers there have had enough of World Economic Forum decrees. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Changes coming to some retailers. After a wave of customer complaints, some shops are changing their policies in the self-checkout line. Customers demanding more human interaction. So now many stores are boosting their staff to make sure shoppers can see an actual cashier. One survey found after the pandemic, self-checkouts accounted for 30% of all transactions. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. call, quickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. The brutal cold continues to blast us with blustery winds whipping up to 25 miles per hour, dragging our wind chill values to near negative 25. As highs today struggle to get above zero, we do get to see more sunshine today. Just stay warm. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. It's zero at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. The potential sites for a Madison Amtrak station are being narrowed down. Ted Allen has more.
The city of Madison is deciding whether the 3,200-square-foot station should be in its downtown area near the Madison Public Market or at the site of the old Oscar Mayer factory. A study on where to place the station recommended that it not be put on UW-Madison's campus near the airport or on the city's east side. The station is projected to be built and operational between 2028 and 2031.
There's now a fence around the pond in Sun Prairie where two boys drowned last week. Crews put up the fence after 8-year-old Legend Sims and 6-year-old Antoine Amos Jr. fell through the ice. They were rescued, but it was too late. And a state assembly panel will discuss a bill that would require students to learn cursive tomorrow at the state capitol. Supporters say kids need to learn how to read and write cursive in order to have a better understanding of the world. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson Terminal near you.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job. Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Cobeson and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Cobeson. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. And the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. Firefighters from the city of Durand, city of Eau Claire, and Plum City responded to a house fire on 9th Avenue East in the city of Durand overnight. When firefighters arrived, they found heavy smoke coming from the building, and there were reports of 4 people injured and taken to the hospital. No other information was available early this morning.
It's another day of bone-chilling cold for western Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says the wind chill advisory in the Chippewa Valley continues today. Temperatures will be around 4 above today. The wind chill is expected to be as cold as 30 below. That's cold enough to cause frostbite in under a half hour. Forecasters say overnight tonight and tomorrow will also be as cold. The Durand Fire Department is looking to replace the generator at the fire hall. During last week's council meeting, Fire Chief King told the council that the current generator is no longer operational and cannot be repaired. During the discussion, King also told the council that he would like to get a bigger generator to run more parts of the building. The council is asking King to give them options on the costs to replace that generator. The principal at North High School says Friday's gun scare was a concealed carry issue. Principal Kim Kohler sent a note home to parents after police were called to North last week. The note explains that a food delivery driver had a gun but never walked into the school and never threatened anyone. Kohler told parents that there was never any known intent to harm students or staff at North. Hundreds of workers at Marshfield Clinic locations across the state are being furloughed. The health system made that announcement yesterday. 3% of Marshfield's nearly 12,000 workers are being furloughed. Marshfield says the furloughs will be in largely non-patient seeing departments, including leadership roles. The furloughs come after a wave of belt tightening back in November and after talks about a merger with Essentia Health fell through last week. Wisconsin's LGBTQ plus lawmakers are furious with a plan that would let parents decide what name kids can be called at school. That plan cleared an assembly committee last week. It would spell out that parents get to decide the name their children use at school, not teachers or the state government. The plan also spells out other rights for parents, like medical decisions, the right to see school records, and the right to opt kids out of certain classes. Democratic State Representative Melissa Ratcliffe said the plan isn't about rights, it's about wrongs. Governor Evers has promised to veto the plan once it reaches his desk. A new Minnesota law will make hospitals screen patients before registering them in payment plans or applying them to collections. That bill has been in effect since last year in November and is designed to help with medical debt. Healthcare systems will offer programs such as charity care to help patients with low income pay for medical expenses. Hospitals have 30 days to figure out if patients are eligible. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Add refereeing of high school, middle school, and elementary school sports as another area that is now short of people. Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Greg Doverspike, who is also on the WYAA Board of Control, says the reason people are leaving refereeing is because they don't feel safe.
When you ask the referees why they're leaving, a lot of it has to do with just the treatment they're getting from the fans. I heard a report recently from referees of why they're leaving, and it's quite frankly, it's alarming that the number of them that just quite frankly don't feel safe while reffing or while leaving, and that's alarming. And it's not just all high school sports. We're talking fourth, fifth, sixth grade. You know, where referees cut their teeth. You know, kind of where you put on that striped uniform the first time, and you want to cut your teeth, learn how to do it, and you're getting verbally abused by some parents and or fans and coaches, and you're like, why do I want to do this anymore? And then you never work your way up the ranks to get to that varsity level, and so it, you know, the research, the study shows that not a lot of referees they license themselves year one, and the retention to year two is not very good because they don't want to take the abuse.
Dover Spike is concerned that if the referee shortage spreads, the kids may lose their chances to compete.
And the fear I have is it's going to take away chances from our kids to be able to do the things like compete and play and participate. And you're going to see more and more things happen where you're going to have to see things like football games get moved to a Saturday morning because you're going to have a reffing crew ref a Friday night, a Saturday morning, and maybe a Thursday night. You're going to have a basketball crew ref a 4:30 game on a Thursday and then an 8 o'clock game on a Thursday night and switch schools. They're going to have to ref the girls' varsity game at 6 and the boys' varsity game at 7:45 or vice versa, whichever. I mean, that's all stuff that's happening already and is going to happen, is going to start happening more as the shortage gets to other areas of the state.
Dover Spike is asking fans and parents to remember referees are doing this as a service to give back to the game. And anyone interested in becoming a referee is encouraged to contact the Durand, Arkansas School District. A River Falls man has been charged in a sex trafficking case. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says a 9-count indictment brought down Thursday charges Austin Kokoritz with forced labor and sex trafficking, production of child pornography, and money laundering. The indictment alleges that Kokoritz forced adults to engage in commercial sex acts between August of 2020 and August of 2022. He's also accused of recruiting a minor to engage in commercial sex acts and transporting them across the Wisconsin-Minnesota state line to engage in the act. The indictment also alleges the use of the minor to produce child pornography. He is currently in federal custody pending his May trial. La Crosse police are investigating a weekend Northside shooting that left one person injured. Officers were called to the 1800 block of George Street Saturday night and found shell casings in the area. Police were then notified of a person at the hospital with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. The investigation of the incident continues. The name of the victim has not been released. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Your schedule is busy enough with your job and the family. Don't worry about keeping your vehicle's maintenance up to date. Let Adams Super Service of Durand do that for you with SmartFlow. You'll see what your vehicle needs along with a detailed inspection that's emailed directly to you. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you'll be able to follow your vehicle's maintenance and needs throughout the life of your vehicle. And it's never been easier or more convenient to keep your vehicle ready for even the busiest schedules. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your NAPA Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
Ticket prices are staying the same as last year for the Minnesota State Fair. It will be $18 for adults and $16 for children and seniors. Anyone under 4 years or younger can walk in for free. $10.2 million were approved by the fair's Board of Managers to help with upgrades for this year's event. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. The brutal cold continues to blast us with blustery winds whipping up to 25 miles per hour, dragging our wind chill values to near negative 25. As highs today struggle to get above zero, we do get to see more sunshine today. Just stay warm. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. It's zero at our studios.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
The Big Ten leading Badgers returning to league play tonight, taking their 5-0 league mark to Penn State to take on the Nittany Lions. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tip time is set for 8 p.m. on BTN. The Badger women are in Iowa tonight for a return matchup with superstar Caitlin Clark and the Hawkeyes. That one tips at 8 p.m. on Peacock. Marquette ended its two-game Big East slide, knocking off Villanova 87-74. Cam Jones had 22 to lead the way for the Golden Eagles. The Packers returning to the practice field tomorrow as they start getting ready for their top-seeded matchup with the 49ers in the NFC's divisional playoffs. In his first playoff game on Sunday in Dallas, Matt LaFleur said not much has changed for quarterback Jordan Love.
My only advice to him, and it's been this way, I would say once we hit a certain spot during the season, is just go out there and be aggressive. Trust what you see and let it rip. And I said, we're here now. You can't hold anything back. And I think he went out there and played exactly like that.
Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
You're gonna feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Some extra entertainment set for the Clash and driver movement at Rick Ware Racing. I'm Kyle Rickey. Those stories next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
On February 4th, the stage will be set once again because the Busch Light Clash is coming back to the Coliseum as NASCAR kicks off its season with a bang. LA's finest and NASCAR's fastest will put on a show that will finish under the lights and live for years to come. Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum, February 4th, 2024. Get your tickets now at NASCARClash.com.
NASCAR is now under 3 weeks from its first event of the season, the Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum exhibition race for NASCAR Cup Series teams at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, Sunday, February 4th. Besides the on-track excitement around the tight quarter-mile oval within the Coliseum, NASCAR has announced that multi-platinum recording artist Machine Gun Kelly will perform during the race break. And Rick Ware Racing has confirmed that J.J. Yaley will not return to the team this season. Yaley hopes to move full-time into the Xfinity Series while his former team is searching to fill his seat. Kaz Grala, Ryan Newman, Cole Custer, and Cody Ware have all been rumored to join the team. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
When you raise your own chickens, the egg yolks might be a darker color. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This doesn't necessarily mean the eggs are healthier. It just tells you what the chickens are eating as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
When you crack open an egg and see a vibrant yellow or orange egg yolk, most people assume that's a sign of a fresh, especially nutritious egg. Jackie Jacob is an Extension Poultry Associate at the University of Kentucky. She says a dark yellow or orange yolk doesn't typically mean it's healthier or fresher. These yolks are higher in beta-carotene, which is a vitamin A precursor. But whether this has biological significance or not is debatable. Jacob says the color of the yolk is a sign of what the chicken ate.
Well, you usually find orangier yolks with chickens raised on pasture with nice lush grass or legumes that they eat. And the pigment, the xanthophylls from that foliage, gets deposited into the yolks, giving it a oranger color.
If your chickens aren't pastured, Jacob says you can supplement their diet to get an orange yolk.
The commercial guys, when they want a darker yolk, they use marigold petals, the powder from it. You can also use dehydrated alfalfa if you don't want to go that route because you're getting the dry foliage. It still has the pigments in it. So typically a diet high in dehydrated alfalfa will give you darker yolks.
You can also give your chickens treats that are high in xanthophyll, such as carrots, apricots, pumpkins, red cabbage, and the leaves of most green plants. Some chicken breeds that have yellow skin and are fed diets high in xanthophyll will also have darker, more richly colored feet and beaks because any excess pigment not used to produce eggs is stored. This is why roosters with xanthophyll in their diet tend to have very yellow feet and beaks. Learn more about egg yolk color at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, I'm just off on the potty. Let's just muscle, roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. Our crepe is always stocked.
It's our potty.
Ultrasoft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
2 above in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are lower. February down 21 to 15.69. March down 15 to 16.18. April down 19 to 16.89. May milk down 16 at 17.57. Cheese markets, meanwhile, they were mostly steady today with barrels at 144 and a half, 40-pound blocks at 156 and a quarter. Cash butter also steady at 156 and three quarters. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 118 and a half, and dry whey steady at 43. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moving up mostly higher. Combination of some decreasing supply due to the very cold weather that's affecting weight gains. Also, the drop in the grain markets helping to support the cattle markets today. Hog markets, though, they met resistance levels, and that's led to a sell-off. February live cattle up $1.62 to 173. April up 92 cents. To 175.10, June up 72 cents to 172.35, January feeder cattle up 92 cents to 227.50, March up 92 cents to 228.62, April up $1.17 to 234.17, February hogs down $1.60 to 70.30, April down $1.45 to 77.15, May down 95 cents to 83.50. Corn futures are lower as the trade continues to digest the WASDE report from Friday after yields rose to 177.3 bushels per acre. Now, South American also remains mostly favorable for first crop corn. Ethanol margins are under pressure with soft driving demand and logistical issues. Soybeans are mixed at the midday. The trade's retracing the post-report sell-off before fading with the midday session, with meal leaving the complex lower as oversold conditions ease. Brazil is expected to remain flat for the basis, rather, on the recent trend to start the year, and weather is a non-issue, at least in the short term. Wheat futures mostly lower as the stronger dollar is helping selling to return as early row crop gains fade to add a negative spillover pressure on wheat. March corn down 3.25 to 443 and three quarters. May down 3.5 to 455 and a half. July down 4 to 464 and a quarter. New crop down 3.75 to 478. March and May beans both up 1.5. March at 225 and three quarters. May at 237 and a quarter. July up 1.25 to 245 and a half. New crop down 2 to 1199 and a half. March soybean meal up $6 now to 368.10, but March soybean oil down 60 cents to 47.65. Chicago wheat March down 15 to 581, May down 14 and three quarters to 595 and a quarter, July down 13 and three quarters to 604 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat March down 9 to 690 and a half, May down 8.25 to 7.5. Energy markets today: February crude oil down 57 cents to 72.11, March down 56 cents to 72.23. February and March gas both up a cent. February at 212, March at 215. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues affecting rural America. Building a sustainability marketplace for farmers and end users. We'll explain coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Farmers for Soil Health started as a collaboration between the United Soybean Board, the National Corn Growers Association, and the National Pork Board. The three organizations are working together to improve sustainability practices in agriculture. Dr. Ben West, Executive Director of Farmers for Soil Health, says one of the ways they're doing that is developing a sustainability marketplace.
We've already got the bones of the technological platform developed. The purpose, the goal of that platform is to put farmers in more direct and transparent connection with end users. Farmers growing commodities with certain sustainability practices that lead to benefits like carbon sequestration, biodiversity, water quality, soil erosion, etc., can list those commodities on platform. End users, whether those are food companies, biofuel companies, feed companies, looking to acquire commodities grown under certain practices and yielding certain environmental benefits, can talk to each other and make bids and deals in a direct, transparent kind of way.
They're getting positive feedback on the platform idea, which is still a work in progress.
And we've still got some details of this to work out. As you might expect, it's a pretty complex system and idea. But one of the things that we're becoming more and more confident about as we talk to our corporate advisory groups and our farmer advisory groups is that everybody is enthusiastic about the basic idea of having more clear and transparent connection between farmers and end users. It puts both of them on a level playing field, and we think will be good for both ends of the supply chain.
West says his group is looking for farmers who want to take steps forward in sustainability.
Enrollment in Farmers for Soil Health is open now. We actually opened it last fall. We've had a decent amount of enrollment already, but we expect this year, 2024, to be our big enrollment year. We're hoping over the next 5 years to get about 1.3 million acres enrolled and really kind of set the stage for farmers to be in the driver's seat, to be a leader in the sustainability space and in even bigger ways than they have in the past.
For more information, visit the Farmers for Soil Health website. That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Corn for grain production in Wisconsin for 2023 was estimated at 553 million bushels, according to USDA. Current year production was up 3% from the previous year's 538 million bushels. Wisconsin's corn for grain yield was estimated at 176 bushels an acre. Area harvested for grain was estimated at 3.14 million acres. Now, corn for silage production was estimated at 16.4 million tons. That was down 16% from 2022. The silage yield estimate of 21 tons an acre was down 1.5 tons per acre from 2022. Producers harvested 780,000 acres of corn for silage, down 10% from 2022. Meanwhile, soybean production was estimated at 105 million bushels in 2023, down 10% from the prior year's 116 million bushels. The Wisconsin soybean crop yielded 51 bushels an acre in 2023. Harvested acreage of 2.06 million was down 90,000 acres from 2022. Wisconsin on-farm storage capacity for December 1st was 380 million bushels. That was unchanged from December 1st, according to USDA. Wisconsin's 310 off-farm storage facilities had a storage capacity of 405 million bushels, unchanged from the previous year. As of December 1st of 2023, Wisconsin had a total of 785 million bushels of storage capacity. On-farm capacity included all bins, cribs, sheds, and other structures located on farms that are normally used to store whole grains, oil seeds, or pulse crops. Off-farm capacity included all elevators, warehouses, terminals, merchant mills, other storage, and oilseed crushers, which store whole grains, soybeans, canola, flaxseed, mustard seed, safflower, sunflower, and rapeseed, along with other crops. Meanwhile, corn stored in all positions in Wisconsin on December 1st totaled 453 million bushels, up 9% from December 1st. Of the total stocks, 57% were stored on farm. The September to November indicated disappearance totaled 173 million bushels, 11% below the 2022 levels. Soybeans stored in all positions in Wisconsin on December 1st of 23 totaled 83 million bushels, down 7% from December 1st of 22. Of the total stocks, 33% were stored on farm. Indicated disappearance for September through November of 2023 was 31.5 million bushels, 8% below the same quarter of the previous year. The USDA supply-demand report was lowering milk production for 2023 on Friday due to lower milk cow inventories and lower expected milk per cow. The 2024 production forecast was also lowered due to a reduced average cow inventory for the year and slower growth in output per cow. Now, fat and skim solid basis imports for 2023 were unchanged based on recent trade data. Now, for 2024, imports were lowered based on lower expected cheese and butterfat imports. Exports for 2023 were lowered based on recent trade data, but exports were raised for 2024 as butter and cheese prices are expected to be more competitive on the world market. Now, for 2023, product and class price estimates were adjusted to reflect the reported prices for 2024. Prices for cheese were lower due to recent price weakness, while butter, nonfat, dry milk, and whey prices are all expected to be higher. The Class 3 prices lowered for 2024 on an expectation of lower cheese prices that would outweigh higher whey prices. Now, the 2024 all milk price has been lowered to $20 a hundredweight. All hay stored in Wisconsin farms as of December 1st was estimated at 1.52 million tons, down 30% from December 1st of 2022, according to USDA. Disappearance from May 1st of 23 through December 1st totaled 1.28 million tons, compared with 1.46 million tons for the same period in 2022. Record low December 1st hay stock levels were estimated in Wisconsin, Minnesota, New York, and Ohio. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it, we've got you. Always.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
Another shortwave trough moves through the upper Midwest today, but it does look like it will not provide much in the form of snow in our ag weather forecast. The cold weather does continue today, but then the slow warming trend begins. Now, light snow is likely Thursday as well across the region, but then a January thaw is on the horizon. There are now strong signals for above normal temperatures beginning next week.
through the end of the month. Wind chill advisory does continue today. Partly sunny, we'll have a high near 4 above. West winds at 15 to 20. Tonight, cloudy with lows near 1 above. Southwest winds at 10 to 20. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 7 above. West winds at 10 to 15. Thursday, mostly cloudy, highs near 5. Friday, also mostly cloudy, highs once again near 5. For Saturday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs near 10. Sunday, partly cloudy, not as cold, highs near 20. Looking ahead for Monday, mostly cloudy, not as cold, with highs in the low 30s.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hang up that red dress, let down your hair. Cancel those reservations, there's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that. Shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on, barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song, dancing around like a fool, starting her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that.
Tomorrow might bring and put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna love. I got a buddy that wakes up worrying about stocks and bonds. He's up and he's down and he only smiles when the market's strong. I spend my whole week's wages at the dance on Saturday night. I won't ever grow a portfolio, but hey, that's all right. I'm gonna live, laugh, love just for today. I'm gonna take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna love.
better than this, brother, I don't know. Take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna
so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Out of all of the places in this little town, yeah, you had to come walking in here and sit down. I'm hiding and hoping my face ain't too red. Since we've been over, been trying like crazy to get you out of my head. You gotta show up in an old t-shirt that I love. Why you gotta tell me that I'm looking good? Don't know.
Hook, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. I've had all that I can stand. I got roses in my hand and old feelings in my heart. Sight she never got to see, and she won't know what to say. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame.
George and Tammy
to Kenny and Dolly.
Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Bartender looked at me like, pony up, man, we're closing down. I paid the tab, I turned around. Got on that phone on the way home, ended up down the rabbit hole again. Funny how you haven't changed a bit, but you're twice as pretty. Glad you finally got to see New York City. And I know it's not a race, but it looks like you're getting over me faster than I'm getting over you. But hey, what you gonna do? I'm sick of sitting at the house, dying on my phone, wishing I was somewhere I can be alone. Try to let you go, something always reminds me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't wanna see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. Back then, I could've convinced myself that maybe you called when I was out. You didn't know what to say, so you didn't leave a message. And that you're probably at home right now, sound asleep. Cause going out isn't really your thing. And I wouldn't have a clue what you've been up to lately, or who you've been up to it with. But when I don't miss your calls, I miss you calling. And I go round and round again. I'm sick of sitting at the house, dying on my phone, wishing I was somewhere I can be alone. Try to let you go, something always. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't wanna see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. Modern love is to modern hearts break. I'm just a product of my generation, and I'm about out of
Wishing I was somewhere I could be alone. I try to let you go, and something always reminds me.
I've been breaking up with easy in the 90s.
I'm tired of getting drunk.